Back here on Sportsline on WBAL, and the big news of the day for the Baltimore Ravens. They signed their tight end to a big extension. Dennis Pitta joins us now. Quite the day, Dennis. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's an exciting day for me and for the Ravens.
So tell me your thoughts about the negotiation process. Was there any doubt in your mind that there would be some agreement and we'd be talking like this today?
There's always doubt and uncertainty when you're talking about free agency and you're talking about, you know, the business of the NFL, because it's sometimes a tough business to predict. I obviously always wanted to stay in Baltimore, and that was a priority of mine, but I didn't know how it would shake out. But, you know, fortunately we were able to come to an agreement, even before the franchise deadline, which I think took a lot of pressure off both sides.
And I know you've addressed all these things already today at a press conference, but if you could take us through what you were thinking during your injury period last year rehabbing, the worst time for anyone to get that type of injury. You had it really as training camp was getting going. Where is that in your mindset throughout the process of rehabbing and the season?
Well, it's tough to ignore because, you know, about everybody you talk to is, you know, reminding you of it. That is a contract year and an important year, and so... You know, it's tough not to focus on that. But, you know, at the same time, I went through a period where I didn't know if I was going to play football again. And so, you know, just being able to find out that, you know, I would be able to make a full recovery and working to just try and get back on the field was my main focus. And so I was fortunate enough to do that and, you know, prove that, you know, I could play again, not only for, not only for the team having confidence in me, but, you know, for my own mental confidence and knowing that I could take a hit and knowing that, you know, I would be able to make a full recovery. And, it's to be able to sit here today and, you know, have signed a 5-year deal and be able to give or be able to have the opportunity to take the field again is just, it's incredibly exciting.
It had to cross your mind, even though you valiantly came back and you played and you were Dennis Pitta of old, it was still a small fraction of games this season and a really serious injury you were coming back from. It had to cross your mind that the team may try and lowball you based on the injury, maybe thinking that you would not get the same amount of interest in the free agent market because of the injury. Was that ever a fear for you, even once you came back?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, that my team of representatives were, you know, were letting me know about, and that's always a possibility. But, you know, I'm glad things have worked out the way they have, and I'm grateful for, you know, the belief and faith that the Ravens have had in me and am able to sit here and have the deal that I have.
Dennis Pitta, Ravens tight end, with us here for another few moments. And, Dennis, going back to last year, and again, you were only a small part of it because of the injury, but you were an onlooker. What went wrong last year for the Ravens offense?
Well, I don't think you can point to just one thing. There were a lot of things that we really struggled with. I think, obviously in the run game was something that we battled through all year. I don't think we were good enough in that area. And, that's something that, you know, I think everybody's aware of. But at the same time, I think it was tough in the pass game. You know, our timing, maybe the familiarity with, you know, Joe and the receivers with you know, so many new faces in there, wasn't quite in sync. And, you know, there was a lot of different factors, but I think, you know, one of the big things was our ability to, you know, move the ball on first and second down. We got in third and long way too many times last year, and that made it very difficult for us to sustain drives and be able to put points on the board. And so, it was a variety of factors, but if I have to point to one thing, I would say our effectiveness on first and second down.
And how do you think Gary Kubiak will impact this offense?
Well, I think Gary's a great addition, and I think – all of us here are excited for his, his presence and for the wealth of experience and knowledge and offense that he brings to the table. It's been an offense that's had great success. You know, and watching them in Houston the last few years, you know, they maybe with the exception of last year, they've always had great success, and especially at the tight end position. They've got a lot of production out of their tight ends, and so it's something that I'm certainly excited about.
And finally, Dennis, how do you feel physically? You work your way back almost miraculously. You get back on the field. You're productive. And then what now? Is there still a rehab that you have to do to get back to your top physical peak, or is that all in the past?
Well, those last four games, you know, I certainly wasn't 100% from a strength and explosion standpoint, and you know, wasn't expected to be only 4 months out of surgery. And so that's something that I continue to work on, continue to try and, you know, strengthen that leg and the hip and regain that explosion that I once had. And so, you know, that's really the only thing that, you know, wasn't quite there when I played those four games. I didn't have any pain. I didn't have any issues with, you know, landing on the hip or taking a hit to it. It was just simply that strength and, you know, rebuilding those muscles that was a little bit lacking. But I feel great now. You know, I continue to work on that and much closer to 100% than I was.
Great news for the Ravens, their fans, and, of course, Dennis Pitta, a long-term deal officially signed today by the Ravens tight end. Dennis, congratulations again, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great stuff from Dennis Pitta. Happy for him. Great guy. He worked tirelessly to get back last year, and he's clutch. He stepped up in the postseason, stepped up in the Super Bowl. The obvious connection between he and Joe, that goes without saying. If the Ravens don't get this deal done, that leaves them so short offensively, in my opinion. And I think Dennis is one of the big reasons the team never got going offensively last year. Yeah, it was the offensive line. Yeah, it was the running game. But there is something to be said on third downs, having Dennis Pitta out there, and you know what Joe Flacco and Dennis Pitta can do together. And it never got rolling, I think, because of that. It would have been out early when they were really looking for options in big situations on third down early in the year. It never got going because of that. Yes, everyone's going to be on the Ravens for trading away Anquan Boldin. All fair, well, and good. That's an easy discussion. But it looks a lot different if Dennis Pitta is healthy. I can assure you of that. A lot different. You can't count on that kind of injury. You can't take that into account. It's so important. It's so big. So Dennis Pitta in the fold. I see him playing through this contract. 5 years. Perfect age for it. The connection with the quarterback. He's obviously been a Raven his whole career. Very happy for Dennis, who does well in a late-round pick, again, for Ozzie Newsome, Eric DaCosta, Joe Ortiz, and the Baltimore Ravens. Seems like yesterday I was interviewing Dennis Pitta when he became a Raven. We were talking about his gaudy numbers coming out of BYU. He's made it happen in the NFL now. So congratulations to Dennis, and great job by the Ravens getting this deal done. And for them, their offseason just beginning. On to the next one. I imagine Eugene Monroe and Daryl Smith. We'll have much more on that coming up with Keith Mills and Jeff Zeribek in the 8 o'clock hour. 410-467-WBAL. Find us on the AT&T text hotline at 88509. Much more still to come. Keith Mills in 10 minutes right here on Sportsline.